I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. We will work through some other business in hopes that some other folks will come from the Jefferson Heights Sewer District, Leeds. And if they do, then we'll segue over Mary Beth, and then we'll call you and Travis on, okay? First order of business is the minutes to be accepted. We have Town Board monthly meeting on the 5th, the Departmental Head meeting on the 7th, emergency meeting on the 14th, which was to facilitate the sewer project, public hearing on an ambulance bond, a public hearing on a solar use law, and the Town Board committee meeting.
I make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Giordano to accept the minutes. I need a second.
Second
from Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are accepted. And we have several resolutions. We have some overtime pay to authorize in our cemetery team. The amount is $416.80. This was our cemetery custodian had worked 20 hours overtime cleaning for Town Hall. We have since brought on our new cleaning firm, but wanted to acknowledge and thank Stanley Duchesne for the extra work that he's done. Entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch, second for Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. And we have another resolution we need to pass regarding the payment of some taxes that, as a result of the tax certiorari on the property out in Palinville and the FEMA properties that we've recently come into possession of. For the prorate on the taxes on the Matrium Sibley, in contact with our treasurer, Mr. Marcoux, and Maria LaRosa, we will be returning $6,865.60. And then our four FEMA properties where there was a prorated back is $1,783.46. And I had circulated the backup documentation on that. I need a motion.
Do we have to do one? Can we do one for both or separate?
Two different motions, you mean?
I think it's
all going to the same department.
It's all it's okay. I'll make the motion.
Yeah, county.
I'll second.
Mr. McCulloch seconded by Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion is carried, and Clerk Izzo, if you could let Kirsten know tomorrow that she can cut that check. I committed to them that we would do it after today's meeting. Thank you. A couple of departmental requests. The Justice Court is applying for a grant, and that is through, is it a state organization or?
JCAP.
Okay, it's through JCAP. Resolution 97-2016, whereas the Town of Catskill Justice Court wishes to apply for a grant through the Office of the New York State Court Administration, and they need an authorizing resolution to apply for the grant, so I need a motion to authorize that they make this application.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCullough.
Second.
Second from Mr. NL, or no. Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. We have a planning board resignation and a recommendation by the planning board to appoint. The planning board has received the resignation of Jack, is it?
Rivetuso.
From said board, and whereas Mr. Rivetuso has served on the planning board for many years with aplomb, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby accepts the resignation of Mr. Jack Rivetuso with the greatest regret, and we wish him very well. I need a motion to accept the resignation. Mr. Antonelli?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the motion is carried, and we do wish him well. And also from the Planning Board, this is a resolution to appoint, the recommendation of the Planning Board, to appoint Daniel Arshak to serve the unexpired term on the Planning Board. They have accepted the resolution, the resignation, obviously, and it is the recommendation to have Daniel Arshak serve the unexpired term of Mr. Rivetuso. So I need a motion to appoint Daniel Arshak.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McAuliffe.
Second.
Second for Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. And now we have a resolution that needs to be passed to schedule a public hearing for a request for annexation. This was time sensitive, so we wanted to move forward with this evening. The town has been petitioned under Article 17 of the General Municipal Law, a petition for a request for annexation. And whereas under Article 17, a public hearing must commence 20 days after receipt of said petition. So,
notice of public hearing.
Notice of public hearing. Okay, I'm sorry. Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby would schedule a public hearing.
Yes.
For Tuesday, September 6th at 6 p.m. Does anybody need more information on what we're talking about here in terms of the annexation? It's the
Fairview Ave.
Fairview Avenue.
All the way at the end.
With a joint with the village or no?
No, I think they would. We would have to do ours first, right? Oh. And then they would have to do one to accept it.
You could have a joint resolution, but the village hasn't contacted us.
Right.
But we need to do something with them because we have that time frame.
I make a motion that we schedule the public hearing for September 6th at 6 p.m.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Giordano. A second?
Second.
Mr. McAuliffe, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is carried. And you'll find out what our village colleagues are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. That takes care of our resolutions, I believe. And that was correspondence regarding the annexation of town property into the village. So we've taken that action. We also got a very nice letter from Chuck and Lynn. This is reviewing our correspondence now. Letter from Chuck and Lynn Zwickel thanking the town for the swift response in removing the dead trees at the cemetery. A little work needed to be done, and a big thank you to Mr. Antonelli, who went out and visited everyone. The highway crowd came out and did their part, and I believe Stanley did his, so... we have very happy residents. The Kiskaton Fire Department has invited us, and we have responded. We are happily participating in their, for the 128th Annual Greene County Firemen's Association Convention, which goes between September 8th through the 10th, the association dinner, the parade, and the dress parade. And we, most of us, will attend. We had a notice of liquor license renewal from the Leeds Irish Center, and we had a Pilgrim Pipeline letter regarding possible condemnation of private and public lands for its project, along with a fact sheet and information regarding public information sessions. As was reported in the village, or in the Daily Mail, Monday, Tuesday, maybe?
Last Monday.
Recognizing that the village actually, through municipal statute, has the ability to exercise some power in regards to this. We'll be collaborating with the village to ensure that we exercise all that we can in terms of our opposition to the pipeline. We got a notice of termination on a utility service from Central Hudson. We have all been told now that the Charter Communications stating the merger between Charter Communications and Time Warner is complete, and the cable franchisee is now Charter Communications, Inc. Letter from the New York State Department of Public Service regarding the potential of no longer having assignable telephone numbers in the 518 area code, and public informational sessions regarding the relief proceedings. So we could actually have another area code other than 518. We'll see. And we had a letter from Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro requesting that the town consider adopting a resolution for the initiative Think Differently, which is an initiative to help residents with special needs to have a greater sense of inclusiveness among residents. We haven't circulated that information, so we will to the members of the board, and then we can take action on this later in the month if we so choose. And then we also got a letter from Pete Lopez to the Secretary of State supporting the Town and Village application for its financial support through 2016, and we're still awaiting feedback on that application. And a resolution from the Town of Saugerties regarding amendment to their zoning code, which is required that they notify us of that. And I believe that is the end of the business that needs to be conducted tonight. Do we have any continuing business? Clerk was not aware, nor was I. Anybody have anything else? So we will segue to our kickoff session of the project, which started this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and Travis led a very efficient meeting to get all the contractors together and start communicating information. The clerk, I believe we have our FAQs up.
Yes.
Okay, there are FAQs that we have put together for members of the community. We will plan on posting these in several different fashions in terms of communicating. But I want to thank Delaware for putting together and gathering a lot of the questions that some of us had on the board and that we've heard from the community and that you have had experience questions come up. So unless anyone has any other opening comments regarding the project, we'll turn it over to Delaware.
Well, so I think maybe what we can do, and I brought some more, I brought 50 more copies. They're yellow and they're double-sided.
Oh, okay, great.
To make them very special.
Mm-hmm.
So for folks who are here, you probably know I'm Mary Beth Bianconi and I work for Delaware Engineering. This is Travis, who also works for Delaware Engineering, who will be someone that you will see, bless you, here in the community as this project continues. Travis is the design engineer who did most of the detailed work. A lot of residents that needed easements actually have met and talked to Travis numerous times. just really quickly, I'll go through just the highlights of the FAQs, and then if there are more questions. And one of the things that's the objective here is there will be more of these FAQs as we go down the road. First of all, there's a lot of topics to cover, and it's a lot of information all at one time. But secondly, more information will be available as the project progresses in terms of details and schedules and those kinds of things. So really quickly, the project involves about 8 miles of sewer that extend from Route 23B here in Jefferson Heights near the old hospital to the Stone Bridge in Leeds. Also includes improvements to the village's Allen Street pump station. And the project includes installation of sewers on the adjoining streets or in easements and construction of 5 large pipes, large pump stations, and grinder pumps at several properties. The project costs about $12.5 million. That's all in, all of the costs. It's being funded by a zero-interest 30-year loan. The town has applied for a number of grants over the years, and we have one currently pending that is intended to reduce the cost to homeowners, which is currently predicted to be $911 a year for a single-family home, and that cost includes debt service, so paying back $12.5 million of cost over 30 years, as well as operation and maintenance of the system and treatment of the wastewater by the Village of Catskill. Who pays for the project? All of the properties that are within the sewer district fund the debt service. Properties that are connected also pay for operation and maintenance. We'll have more information regarding when those charges will occur and how that will all happen as we go down the road. When will the project start? It started. The pump stations have been under construction for about a month, and the sewer lines are beginning construction in about 2 weeks, the 15th?
Middle of August.
The project is scheduled to last for a year. It's a big project to be done in a year. But just so folks know, the year timeline was selected to try to reduce the disruption to the community. That's going to require the contractor work very, very hard, possibly at multiple locations to get the work done. But the idea is get it done as efficiently as possible.
One quick point I will add to that. There is a clause in the contract for a winter shutdown. So just because they're starting August 15th of this year doesn't mean they're going to finish August 15th of next year. If they do a winter shutdown because of weather, that stops the clock. And then come springtime and weather gets nice, it starts the clock again and they continue on.
So it's really 12 months. That's a good point. Big question people keep asking, am I required to connect? How does connection happen? Who pays for it? What do I do about my septic system? all these good things. So there is a sewer use law here that does require connections. If you have an existing property with an existing septic system, how is a connection made? It is made by a contractor that is hired by the property owner. We will be, as we go down the road, we'll be providing information to people about how that process will happen, who is a contractor, what are the things that need to be done. The cost, again, is paid for by the homeowner. What happens to your old septic tank and leach field? That can be abandoned in place. If you don't ever intend to like build another structure on top of it, that's fine to do. If you think you might want to build something there, a pool, a shed, or whatever, it's going to have an impact, you may choose to have it removed. Let's see. How much does it cost? That depends. It depends on your property. It depends on how much plumbing work you want to have done. You could, decide that you want to, grandma's petunias are in the way and you want the line to go around the petunias. That will add to the cost. That's up to the homeowner. And again, we'll be providing more information on this topic as we go forward. What if I don't want to connect? Can I opt out? And the answer is there is no opt out per se. But if someone has a new system that meets current standards, it was designed by a professional, and the records are available, and it was approved locally by the code enforcement officer, you can apply for a waiver. It's temporary. Eventually, everyone will need to connect. Where is the project started? We've just received some information from the contractor. The project will start here in Jefferson Heights at the connection to the village, which is up by the old hospital, and it'll work its way towards the three-way. Once that contract gets going on 23B, after a little bit, the contractor will be plans to be working in the neighborhoods in Jefferson Heights to make those connections, make those lines, implement that. I don't see anything happening. There's nothing going on. Well, sometimes it's that the contractor has ordered equipment or materials and they're waiting for it to arrive. And other times it may be just that work is being done somewhere that you just don't see unless you drive right by it. Pump station location or on a side street, that kind of thing. When will construction occur on my street and how will I know? So the contractor, you will know. They will show up. They will be staging. They'll have piping and they'll have other things. And you will see them. They progress probably 100 feet a day kind of pace, not always 100 feet, maybe slower if they have to do something more complicated, maybe faster. But this is sort of like a slow-moving train. You will know it's coming to your street. What's done to keep dust, noise, down, driveway disruption, which is a big one? So in terms of noise, we're not going to lie, construction is noisy. That is a fact. But one of the reasons that there are hours of construction work is to hopefully have that noise happening when people are not at home. People generally are in school or at work. So the contract hours are between 7 and 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, and there's no work scheduled for the weekends. Dust will be controlled at the site as much as possible. The contractors have methods that they use to do that. There will be some dust and some dirt, but they will try to limit that as much as possible. And driveway access will be restored at the end of each day. And how that may be done is it may be plates. So you may have to drive over a plate for a day or two while that trench is open. There may be other things that they do, but that the driveway access will be restored so people can get in out of their houses. I heard that a natural gas line is coming. What does that mean? So for folks who already have natural gas service in Jefferson Heights, it really doesn't mean anything. It's that the gas company is upgrading their facilities and your service will, you may have an interruption, they'll notify you as they would for any other service interruption if they were doing work on their lines. For others, there may be an opportunity for people to obtain natural gas service that don't have it now. And as we go forward and get more information from Central Hudson, and hopefully they'll be able to join us at one of these meetings, they can provide more details. How do I know what's going on? Check the town's website. It's pretty easy to find if you Google the town of Catskill. FAQs that are published will be there, as well as there's always meeting notices and agendas for the meetings. The town board does meet twice a month, and obviously it's open public session, so people can come. And we're usually here, if not both meetings, at least one, to provide an update. And then call town hall if you have a question. If you have something specific about an activity that's going on your street, or if it's a generic question, certainly call Town Hall. If it's something specific, call our office, which is 518-452-1290. Tell the person who answers the phone that you're calling about the Leeds Jefferson Heights or Catskill Sewer System. You'll be put into a message box. Leave a detailed message. Tell us what you're calling about, where you live, what the issue is, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Certainly within 24 hours, quicker if it's necessary. We will respond to those questions. And I did put the 1-800 number for Central Hudson down here just in case people have general questions. But we're hoping to have more information from them as they go forward. That's pretty much our FAQs for the first go-round. There'll be more information as we go forward.
Mm-hmm. So, Bill, we were thinking we would put this on our website, add a link to the website on the Facebook.
We can scan the buses as a picture on the Facebook.
We could, or we could just even let them click on a link, whichever we think is easier to see.
Yeah, and I sent that to you as a Word document, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I guess the question is, do we feel we should mail to residents?
Wouldn't hurt. Send it out in the water bill.
When's the next water bill? September?
Mm-hmm.
So shall we follow up with
the village and
our village colleagues and ask them to put that in? Do you think there'll be more by then that we should addend? What's the date that the water bill goes out?
It's every 3 months.
Yeah.
Every 3 months?
We could always just put a note in there, contact.
The bill is...
Just went out. Yeah.
You could always put a note and just contact Town Hall for a copy of frequently asked questions.
So by then we'll probably maybe into a second FAQ by the time, because it sounds like it's more October time frame. Is that right?
Yeah, at that point they're going to be much.
So we'll plan for a mailing to, something to be included in the next water bill, and we'll find out what that date is.
Yeah, if you find out the date, then we'll certainly provide additional information on whatever we have available at the time.
Do we think this one needs to go out?
Well, I just was telling you, we could always also include in the water bill that's going out sooner, contact Town Hall for an FAQ sheet if you have any questions about.
I think we missed this, the one that's gone out.
Yeah, that's the thing, we missed it.
We missed that.
So
the question is, do we spend a few bucks to send out a separate mailing on this from the town of Catskill?
I would look at what it's going to cost versus mailing it versus just putting it in the newspaper.
Okay.
If it's going to cost us a couple hundred dollars in postage, it only costs us $100 to put it in the newspaper or something like that, just put it in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll figure out a reasonable way to get it communicated. I worry about depending on
the
internet when not everyone is as much of internet hounds as some of them.
Yeah, it is... What we'll find is that even if we mailed them to everyone, people will still have questions, and that's okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long project, and it's going to be an ongoing, it's going to evolve, and people are going to have questions, and that's okay. We'd rather have you ask questions than worry about things or guess what's going on.
Exactly.
Much better to ask questions.
Yep. Well, and there's nothing wrong with wandering out, all of us that have a moment while they're working, and be visible in case anybody has a question of us.
Got a hard hat?
Do I have a hard hat? Do I need a hard hat?
Yes.
We always have extras and jackets. And
yeah, I've already been on the internet in my fire hat, so I guess I could manage a hard hat.
I'm sure Sean's got some extra ones for us.
Sean must have one for me, right?
I got a nice big panel. Glad you're sending calls to the Town Hall. Sorry, Liz.
She gets them anyway, so I figured it's okay to put her in there.
Actually, we've started to get them, and they're all good questions, and the people are just interested in information. And occasionally you'll have the wrong person in the wrong place.
Absolutely.
And people have a question, and as long as we can put their minds at ease, then that's good. And certainly the meeting today was very encouraging in terms of attention to detail and the folks, everybody really working together. There were two people from DOT there, and everybody was there, so...
Yep. So today's meeting, for people who are listening, was a pre-construction meeting with the contractors and staff from our office. And I don't know if you want to briefly...
Yeah, folks from our office, folks from DOT, the village, you know, everybody that's part of this project that's going to have some kind of an impact on it. We're all there for an informational kickoff. You know, we're talking with the contractor, making sure that they have all the documents that they need to before they can get started. He's talking with DOT on any of the permits and things like of that nature that they're going to need to have in place before they can start their work. Just making sure that they've got everything in place prior to breaking ground, because that's coming very soon.
Indeed.
One other thing that I will note here that I think may be beneficial, I didn't think about it until now. We have an on-site representative that's with the contractors when they're doing work. So that's one thing we may want to add to here, is there's going to be somebody from Delaware Engineering with those contractors.
Mm-hmm.
If they have questions, if they walk outside and see somebody, that's the person that they should speak with and can most inform them.
We'll actually have, there'll be a number of people from our company down here because there's going to be a number of construction locations. So
mm-hmm.
there'll be someone from our firm at each construction location.
Oh, great.
And the public can certainly just walk up. There's a group of, these are all men at the moment, walk up and just say, who here is from the engineer?
Mm-hmm.
And our person will say, it's me, and, you know, that kind of thing. So if there's questions, we can answer those questions. That's a good point.
Good. And then I think the only other thing is to reach into Central Hudson and see if there's anything that's required from a communication standpoint from their perspective. I know that they didn't make it today, but...
Absolutely. And we've obviously invited them to the meeting today.
Sure.
They weren't in attendance.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a coordination that needs to happen between the contractor and Central Hudson. And we've spelled those out in the documents of who's responsible for what.
Got it.
But they need to have that face-to-face and talk.
Yeah. And if anybody sees their truck out there and there's a question...
Right. In fact, and we know that the Central Hudson has a subcontractor out doing markouts. So
right.
We had a couple calls from people saying, is that the project? Well, it kind of is, but
right.
It's Central Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they certainly have the ability to communicate to their customers.
Exactly.
So that would be helpful if they chose to do that.
The issue with the locate service is it's a subcontractor to Central Hudson.
That's
what they do, is they just go and finalize and mark them. They,
mm-hmm.
they work for everybody. When you call and you get marked out, they're independent.
So, and even if you have an existing line, like, do you have?
Yeah, that,
they're going to upgrade you.
Correct.
No.
They're
upgrading
that,
service as well.
Yeah, they're upgrading the service through Dark
Springs. Well, when Bart Lane and then it stopped, so it isn't on.
They're putting you. If you were in Jefferson Heights, they're putting you.
Well, they're going to put new in there.
Yep, and that's why they were out, and we got a couple calls from people in Jefferson Heights saying, "Hey, there's somebody close to my house with a tape measure." That was the locate service, finding existing services, because they're going to be doing this upgrade, so they're out finding all of their existing services.
Okay.
So that's what was going on there. And again, as Travis said, it's a subcontractor, so it's not something we have control over, and it's, you know, perhaps not something Central Hudson has control over.
Understood. Anything, Sean, from your perspective, or Tommy, from yours?
No, well, I came down on here, you know, for any assistance, and it is our road, so we're going to make sure our road gets repaired as needed. And any questions, reach out to the office, and we'll answer what we can answer.
Great. Excellent.
Same way.
Cool. Otherwise, call Liz.
You figured it's okay to put you on.
No, that's all right.
I got it.
I think Liz and I have been sharing them.
That was a call me.
And then we call Travis.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's the thing to do.
And just, there's one thing I'd like to make public and everything. It's, as we get to the connection phase, it's important that the residents and the whole board has voiced this concern that we want to make sure no one gets taken advantage of. So as residents, when it comes time to connection, do your due diligence to make sure you're dealing with a reputable contractor. We don't want anyone to get taken advantage of. I'm sure with a project this size, there's going to be some fly-by-night people that try to come in here and take advantage of people. But do what you can and do your due diligence to make sure you're getting with a reputable insured contractor. You know, ask your neighbors to get together, and maybe everyone can get together and find one good contractor to give you a deal on all of them. But just do your due diligence. Check with the Better Business Bureau if you have to. Ask for references. just don't, we don't want anyone to get taken advantage of when it comes to connections.
Make them show you their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They, every single contractor should be able to pull a sheet of paper out of their bag that shows that they are a licensed contractor and that they're insured.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't do it, don't hire them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot it. Nope. Come back with it.
We are at that stage with the project that we have ongoing in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have done there is put out an informational sheet to folks, one saying, don't connect until we tell you to connect.
Right.
Because we've had that happen in the past. And two, here's a list
of things.
It's a problem.
It'll be a little messy.
Here's a list of things that you should be looking for.
Good.
And we may be able to put together some contractors mm-hmm. that we know of, and maybe speak out of turn there, but.
Well, what we did, we talked about this before here, when we did Windham and Hunter, what we did was we put an advertisement out to local contractors and said, if you're interested in this and you want to submit materials,
mm-hmm.
we're not endorsing anybody, we're not saying you have to use these people, but if you're a local contractor and you want to do this work, may behoove you to get materials in so that people are aware that you're available, aware
mm-hmm.
that you're local, aware that you know, yesterday you did these guys, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
in their backyard. That kind of thing. So, and that's helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, most of the people here in the community live here, but up in the mountaintop it was tough because we had a lot of people who were second homeowners and had no idea who
mm-hmm.
the local guy was who does this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very helpful. Greenville, again, is much more like this. Most people are residents or are here a lot, so they're aware of the community and things. But we'll be doing that as we go down the road. It's going to be well, just so people know, it will be well into next year.
Next year, yeah.
By the time we get around to
so we have plenty
thinking
of time.
About connections.
Right.
You know, for people's knowledge, the sewer lines get installed. They are dry for a very long time. Once sections are done, they are tested with water to make sure that they're watertight. And then there still is a process that goes through before they actually get commissioned and ready for wastewater. So people will be notified by letter when it's ready.
Mm-hmm. And just for my edification, is this a, quote, plumber? Or is it more than a plumber? What type of business is appropriate to?
It could be a small excavating outfit, or it could be a plumber.
Okay.
There's a wide range of
which
folks
is why
that could do the
okay, which is probably a good idea for people to put their materials in. If we
right.
put a spec sheet out that says, here's what's required to be done, here's the type of equipment, training,
right.
whatever.
That's exactly
right.
what I'm working on for Greenville.
For Greenville? Okay, great.
Yeah, the specifications of the materials that we
right.
want to use.
Right. And part of it, too, is, you know, so if you think about it, a lot of the homes, the septic system is either in the backyard or the front yard, but the sewer line may not be where its septic system is. So you need to, as a homeowner, make a decision that you already have a pipe that comes out of the basement of your house and underground and goes someplace. You could choose to simply cut that pipe off, put an elbow in, and go around your house to get to the sewer line with a pipe. And that's more like a local excavator. That kind of a person could easily do that kind of work. Versus maybe you say, gee, I'd rather go out the front of my house. So now it's a matter of a plumber in your house doing plumbing work in your basement to move things around. So there's some differences in terms of, and that's going to change with every single site and what people really want to do. But again, it's really... that's one of the reasons why it's done by the homeowners, because it's really your preference. It's what you think is valuable for your house. We've had people who wanted to, say, put a pool in their backyard and never were able to because it was taken up by their septic systems. So they have replumbed their houses and gone out the front of their house and taken out their septic system so they could build a pool. You know, that's your choice
yep.
as a property owner.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? From your perspective.
Nothing from us.
Okay. I was told deliveries would start next week.
Correct.
So that means people are going to see things put in... There's no staging area. It's the equipment that's needed in front of your house is going to arrive in front of wherever they're planning to start.
Exactly.
Correct.
That's why we say you will know when they're on your street.
Yep.
They will not sneak up on you.
Yep. So that's when we'll probably be getting some more questions, which is fine. We try to put out as much as we could, just for the benefit of the rest of the board. there is a process by which payroll will happen through the organization that we've been working with, Municipal Solutions, who manage all of this funding. So it's not right. Liz and I writing checks madly in the...
Right. So what will happen is monthly the contractor will prepare a pay application, which may either be draft or final. There's a couple different ways it can be done. It will be sent to Travis and the folks in our office, who will be verifying that if they say they put in, you know, 1,000 linear feet of pipe, did they really put in 1,000 linear feet of pipe, and should they be paid for that work?
Mm-hmm.
Was it done? Was it satisfactory? And in addition to that, there are a lot of paperwork requirements that all have to be done in addition to all the field stuff. Our staff will review, approve, evaluate all of those things, communicate with you so you know what it is, and communicate with Municipal Solutions, who is the person who's coordinating the financing through the state. So there are numerous checks that go into this to make sure that, because at the end of the day, for our $12.5 million project, we will literally have to get down to the penny. What did we spend the money on?
Mm-hmm.
And was it correctly spent? So Municipal Solutions also checks to make sure that if it's this contractor, it was this budget, and that it's within line of the budget, and that it's all been approved by the state. It's a paperless process. It all happens digitally, essentially. We do get paper copies of the pay applications, and we keep those. We keep records of all that. But then it goes to the state, and as it has been now, it's a digital process.
Mm-hmm.
They wire transfer you the money, and you pay the bills.
And we've worked with them for all the pre-work, so there,
yes.
I don't think there's anything that's a surprise here. The one other thing was insurance, and we did go to Marshall Sterling and validate all of that. Is there a document that you need at this point?
No, just that it was reviewed.
It was.
The contractor has their document, they submit it to us, and we review it and say it's...
And there was some comments made back and forth, and that was all closed, so we're in good shape there. And then the only other thing that I, you know, was posted, which I think is good for people to know, is that occasionally there'll be lane closures, and occasionally, you know, there'll be a discussion about holidays and all the things that happen on a project that's this size.
Certainly.
So
the DOT portion, 23B is a county highway until you hit up by the thruway, which
right.
then becomes a DOT highway. The DOT highway has a different set of regulations that we need to follow. So when we get to that area, there's other pieces that the contractor needs to have in place to do that. As far as lane closures go, I'm glad you brought that up. Going up 23B, the majority of the work is behind the utility poles.
Mm-hmm.
They will still have some trucks on the street there, so there will be some one-lane restrictions there. On the Wild Wing side of Jefferson Heights, there are a lot of different entrances and exits to be able to get in and out there.
Mm-hmm.
We may ask to do some road closures in that area so folks can go out a different way, and that way the contractor doesn't have to have a flagger, and they can just use their guys and go and get stuff done as quick as possible.
Okay. And I know you guys have already two examples of working with businesses to ensure that we're helping them through this process and actually staggering times so that at start times and or during the day times to ensure that the businesses are accommodated to the degree that we can.
Yeah.
When
go for
it.
Is it going to affect the sidewalks up there? We are on the other side of the street from the sidewalks going up the main street. So there may be a little bit of an interruption when they do some of the service lines that come across, but not as big of an impact as it would be if it was on the other side of the road.
And
so everything under 23 is directional board?
There are some service lines that get directional board under 23B, correct?
So no, we're actually not disrupting the main highway at all then?
Correct.
Yeah, it's on either side.
There's one crossing where we tie in. There is a force main tie-in farther up above that's directional drilled. So really, no, we're not in the highway much at all.
So is that what Senator Boston's going to do? Go under the sidewalk with the new lines? Or is there's marks all over the sidewalk? So
wherever you see yellow paint for Senator Boston, they are going to be there at some point replacing that line. Not directly on it, but adjacent to it. So Central Hudson may rip up a lot more than we do. Yes.
Yeah, so that'll be, we'll need to do some more coordination with them.
Absolutely.
And it's very early in the project for them because they kind of follow us, but we really want that information because people are going to ask.
Right.
You know, what's going to happen.
I mean, it looks like graffiti up there along that whole...
Yeah, those are all markouts. Those are all existing services. Yeah. That's what they were doing when people were calling and asking, who's on my porch? That's
exactly.
What
And just so you know, all of those writings are labels for a size, a type, a direction for all of that lighting. Yes, it does look like graffiti. But it means something.
Yep.
When you do a road closure,
mm-hmm.
can you call out to Greene County 911?
Absolutely.
And notify them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. That's part of our protocol to make sure that that's done for any road closures that happen.
Right.
Yeah, there's several agencies that need to get notified. Sometimes we can get a hold of dispatch and they'll notify everybody. Other times we need to make individual calls to folks.
And also make sure the school bus companies, and I'm sure you already know that, Patrick sent the 911.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other business? Any other public comment? Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Make a motion.
Mr. Antonelli?
Second.
Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We will see everyone in the third week of August on Wednesday. And you guys think you'll come how often?
It's going to depend. If there's a lot going on in the project, we will be here. If there's, or if you want us to come.
Door's always open.
There's going to be people down here frequently.
Okay.
So, and there's already people down here.
Right. I know.
Which I'll send.
There you go.